Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I don't want to say Bill Stead has cursed him since he's kind of, you know, crowned himself the bold king, but
innovator.
I think Xavier McKinney is on that track, even though he's been sloughing off a little bit with zero picks the last couple weeks.
Total sloughing off.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now Lawrence is picked off. It's McKinney, his league-leading sixth interception of the season.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. If you're watching along on YouTube, everybody in the spirit today as Tausch joins us as... Is that like an actual dude or just scary mask?
Are you serious? It's so Hulk. First off, I jump
I
on...
I asked if it was Hulk and you wouldn't confirm and now...
No, and Pancake legitimately is like, hey, are you wearing a mask today? your producer
Time
looks
out.
At me and then
did
I'm thinking to myself,
a lot of sleep?
Am I really this blank and ugly that Greg Pancake Hill would look at me and say, is that a mask? So I don't even know. What does Hulk do besides, and then I wore the green shirt
because
I think he's all green. Obviously, he's a little more ripped up than I am, but yes, it's the Hulk.
Okay.
Must not be a great mask. This is like the Dwayne Wade statue down in Miami. You think that that's what it is, but everybody kind of looks around like, just wait a second. What? Is that right? No? Yep. Hulk. Hulk.
He's wearing a mask. Hey, how come he didn't dress up?
Very nice.
Are there festivities today? Like, are you remaining in costume or what's your plan?
So for the show, I mean, I think this is one of the beautiful things about our jobs. And I saw on some of the other ESPN shows, you get in costume. I know Halloween is it's obviously a kid's holiday, but I think it's the one holiday where adults really let it rip and kids let it rip and you kind of do it. So we're, I think, Monstars tonight as a family. We usually try to do something as a family. And then, you know, we'll go into one of the families in the neighborhood, kind of always hosts in their basement. And then the kids just disperse. So, yeah, I'm going to go. I can't do my normal costume because I couldn't talk through the mask. So I thought this would be a good kind of a bridge, still celebrating the great holiday of Halloween.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about this, Tausch, because we had the Green Bay rally. Former President Trump was in Titletown for his big political rally, and Brett Favre was a speaker. Got out on that stage in front of 10,000-plus in support of the former president. A.J. Dillon was there as well. Just curious, like, what would it – you stay out of the political fray generally, right? Like, what would it take for you to be on a stage with a candidate?
I think you have to really feel strongly, obviously, if you're going to go and do that, especially if you're, you know, doing things because you're going to alienate 50% of your audience if you get really deep into the weeds. So I always respect people when they put their kind of money where their mouth is. And if they're going to go, whether it's supporting, the Democrats, supporting the Republicans, it's really, Brett is not, like, he doesn't love speaking either. That's not his deal. Like, he is not normally, you know, I've done some events with him where it's more of a Q&A vibe. It's not Brett getting up and speaking. So I did not see or hear what he spoke on, but obviously he feels very strongly to come up to Green Bay and to do what he did last
week. Well, here's a question there for you, Tausch. What if someone approached you and said, hey, there's a seat open in Congress, we think you're the guy who could win it. We'll get behind you. You can run as an independent. You can Tom Osborne it, and you can be this congressman for the state of Wisconsin. Would you run for office if someone approached you?
House for Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know. So I'm not a very political guy. That's not really where I'm at. I have beliefs on certain things, obviously. But I just don't think you can win as an independent in anything. I don't care where if you're running for dog catcher. Like, I just think we're so polarized now that if you're going to run, you have to kind of pick a side and then you can carve out certain things. But I just don't think anyone, and this would have been probably what you'd have thought would have been a good year. You have a couple of candidates a lot of people don't like. And if this was a year, you'd have a kind of an independent, but I just don't think it's viable. So for as much as I'd love to say that'd be really interesting and fascinating, it feels like it's a losing. You don't want to, if you're going to go do it, you got to win. And if you're going to do it, you want to position yourself to win. I don't think anyone that's just going to stay independent. Ross Perot is probably the last guy that got any kind of votes as an independent for any that made any type of headway.
Nader.
So, no, I just think it'd be a losing proposition.
All right. Fair enough.
I'd like to explore the Tausch platform further, though, as long as we're going down this road. But we're coming up against it.
I wonder who of all the people that you guys work with on a daily basis at WTMJ, who would be the most likely to run for office?
Mercure.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess. I would say Merck, right? Because okay. Merck has the confidence of his convictions. He's dogmatic. Me, you know, like if you listen to the show, you hear Eric and I both kind of danced. Well, these folks say this, and these folks say, oh,
yeah,
doesn't
we're
mean
more
I don't have opinions.
To both sides.
Oh, yeah, good point. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
right.
Fair point. Yep.
I love that we're having this serious conversation, and you're still wearing that mask.
What exactly? I'm still irritated, and I love Pancake. I love having our conversations before I jump on with you guys. I'm still
time
like,
out.
In,
hold
I'm
on, Tausch. I love you, buddy, but that's because I heard you first before I saw you. That's why.
Revisionist history, boys. Yeah. Revisionist history.
Yes. What Congressman Pancake was really meant to say was
right.
7:58. Happy Halloween, Tausch. Thanks, my friend.
See you guys.
The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a.